Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as I said, we start a new series and we are becoming a people of prayer. And over the coming weeks, we're going to look at the purpose of prayer, the posture of prayer, the practice of prayer, the power of prayer, and finally, a person of prayer, Epaphras, who was a mighty prayer in the Bible. But today, before we begin anything, we need to look at the purpose of prayer, why we pray. So let's pray. Lord, as we come to you now, quiet in our hearts, focus our attention, because you want to speak to us, and we are ready to listen. Teach us how to pray and why we pray, so that we can know you even more. Amen. Church, today we begin a journey, one I believe has the power to reshape us and our spiritual lives as individuals, but I believe it has the power to reshape our culture as a community. We're calling this series Becoming a People of Prayer. And over the coming weeks, we're going to explore what prayer is, how it forms us, and how God uses it to move in the world. But before we talk about how to pray, or when to pray, or what to pray, we must begin with the most foundational question of all. Why pray? What is the purpose of prayer? Because if we misunderstand the purpose of prayer, we will misunderstand the practice of prayer. If we think that prayer is primarily about getting God to do what we want, we will only pray when we need something. If we think prayer is a religious duty, we will pray only out of guilt. If we think prayer is a performance, we will pray only when others are watching. But if we understand the true purpose of prayer, prayer becomes not a burden, but a joy. Not an obligation, but a lifeline. Not a ritual, but a relationship. So today, let's look at the three biblical purposes of prayer. Three reasons God invites us into this sacred conversation. Number one, and the foundational one, the purpose of prayer is relationship with God. The purpose of prayer is relationship with God. At its core, prayer is not about requests. It's about relationship. In Genesis, before sin entered the world, Scripture describes God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That is the first picture of prayer in the Bible. Not a person asking for anything, but God and humanity walking together, being together. Prayer is the restoration of our walk with God. When Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he begins with one word that reveals everything. Father. Not master, not judge, not distant cosmic force, Father. Prayer is the language of children speaking to their father. It is the language of belonging, of intimacy, of trust. Think of the people that you are closest to. You don't only talk to them when you need something. You talk to them because you love them. You talk because you want to be near them. You talk because relationships require communication. And in the same way, prayer is how we stay close to God. It's how we become aware of his presence in our daily life. It's how we learn his heart. It's how we grow in love for him. Here's the kicker. Prayer is not, the purpose of prayer is not to get things from God. Think for a moment about how you normally pray. Please God, can I? Give me this. Help me here. Show me this. It's a transaction normally when we pray, requests, and God loves to hear them. He knows you need them. But the real purpose of prayer is not to get anything from God, it's to get God himself, to receive his presence. And here's the beautiful truth. God desires this relationship even more than we do. He is the one who invites us. He is the one who calls us into his presence today. He is the one who says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Prayer is God's open door into his presence. The purpose of prayer is relationship. The second purpose of prayer. Prayer is about transformation. Prayer doesn't just change things. Prayer changes us. Romans 12 verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And prayer is one of the primary ways that God renews our mind, reshapes our desire, and forms us into the likeness of Christ. When we pray, we are not trying to bend God's will to our desires. We are allowing God to bend our will to his. Think of Jesus in Gethsemane. He prays, not my will, but yours be done. That is not a prayer of a defeated man. That is a prayer of transformation. It's the moment where Jesus aligns his human desire and his human will to the Father's eternal purpose. Every time we pray, we are invited into that same alignment. You know, if you drive a car, that you drive it and you rely on it and it seems to go well, but every now and again, it goes over bumps and hits potholes and maybe even a curb or something, and the wheels, just through use, become out of alignment. And so you've got to take it to the repair shop and get your wheels aligned. Prayer is aligning us, because in life we get bent out of shape. We get transformed by the world around us in which we lived, rather than being transformed by God. And so prayer is where we come back to God, the expert, the mechanic, and he realigns us. And it's important, if we're going to go through life, just as when you drive a car, if your wheels are out of alignment, you notice that the ride is rough. And it's the same for us. If our lives are not in alignment with God's will, then we will face all sorts of difficulties and problems and things. And I'm not saying that with God you don't have any of that, but it's a much smoother ride. Prayer is where Jesus aligns his will with the Father's purpose, and prayer is where we align our wills with God's. Every time we pray, we are invited into that same alignment. Prayer softens hearts. humbles our pride, exposes our fears, reveals our idols, strengthens our faith, and shapes our character. You cannot spend time in the presence of God and remain unchanged. Sometimes we come to prayer anxious and we leave with peace. Sometimes we come angry and we leave softened. Sometimes we come confused and we leave with clarity. Sometimes we become self-focused and then we leave with compassion. Prayer is the workshop of the Holy Spirit. It is where God chisels and molds and forms us into the people he created us to be. If you want to grow spiritually, if you want to become more like Jesus, if you want to live with wisdom and courage and love, prayer is not optional. Prayer is essential. So the first two purposes of prayer, prayer is about relationship. Prayer is about transformation. The final purpose of prayer is participation in God's work. Here's the thing. God does not need our prayers, but he chooses to work through them. This is one of the great mysteries of Scripture. The God who spoke the universe into existence invites us to partner with him in prayer, to shape his world. He invites us to intercede for others, to stand in the gap, to lift up the needs of others, to pray for his kingdom to come and his will to be done in this world as it is in heaven. When we pray, we are not spectators. We are participants in the mission of God. Think of Moses praying for Israel, Hannah praying for a child, Elijah praying for rain, the early church praying for boldness. Think of Paul praying for the churches he planted. In every generation, God has moved through people who pray. Prayer is not passive. Prayer is not the last resort when we've run out of options. Prayer is not what we do when we can't do anything else. When we pray for the lost, God softens hearts. When we pray for the sick, God heals. When we pray for justice, God moves mountains. When we pray for our community, God opens doors. When we pray for revival, God pours out his Spirit. Prayer is not a small thing. Prayer is kingdom power and kingdom work. And here's the astonishing truth. There are things that God is willing to do through prayer that he will not do without our prayer. Not because he is limited, but because he has chosen to work in partnership with his people, with you and me, here in McGill, 2026. Prayer is how heaven touches earth. So there we have our three purposes of prayer. Prayer is about relationship with God. Prayer is about transforming us into his image and into according to his will, aligning us with his will. And prayer is about participation in God's mission work. So why don't we pray more? If prayer is relationship, if prayer is transformation, if prayer is participation in God's work, why do so many of us struggle to pray? Often it's because we have misunderstood the purpose of prayer. We think prayer is about performance, and so we feel inadequate. We think prayer is about results, and so we feel disappointed. We think prayer is about saying the right words, and so we feel intimidated. We think prayer is about getting God's attention, and so we feel unworthy. But prayer is none of those things. Prayer is simply being with God. Prayer is opening our hearts to Him. Prayer is trusting Him. Prayer is walking with Him. Prayer is joining Him. When we rediscover the purpose of prayer, we rediscover the joy of prayer. Imagine what would happen if here at McGill we truly became a people of prayer. Imagine a community where every person knows how to sit in the presence of God. Imagine families praying together. Imagine children listening to God's voice. Imagine small groups interceding for their neighbourhoods. Imagine worship that flows from hearts shaped by prayer. Imagine decisions made through discernment, not anxiety. Imagine a church marked by peace, unity, and spiritual power. Imagine what God could do through a people who pray. This is the invitation before us today. For this week, for this month, for this year, and for the rest of our lives. By ourselves and together. Not a program, not a technique, not a committee, not a spiritual hobby, a way of life. The purpose of prayer is relationship with God. The purpose of prayer is transformation by God. The purpose of prayer is participation in the work of God. And as we begin this series, I want to invite you into one simple commitment. Make space for God. That's it. Not an agenda, not a program, not a mission statement. Make space in your life for God. Not to perform, not to impress, not to achieve, just to be with Him. Because when we draw near to God, He draws near to us. And when God draws near to us, everything changes. Amen. The peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.